Welcome to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Abbotville Church of Christ. Your speaker is E.R. Hall, Jr.
Good morning, and welcome to each and every one of you and our radio audience. We are so thankful for your tuning in. We hope that you'll listen for the duration of the program, for which our intended purpose to speak only those things that are found in God's holy and divine word. If at any time we say something on the program that you agree or don't agree with, or maybe some other comment that you might have about something that we say on the program, or maybe you have a Bible question or a Bible subject that you'd like to suggest that we spend time and study with on the program, certainly we'd love to hear from you. You can contact us by the address given by the announcer, or contact me directly by email. My address is preacher@eastalbertville.org. In Hebrews 11 and verse 7, by faith Noah, being warned of God concerning things not seen as yet, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, through which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. How did Noah build the ark? Well, from a carpenter's perspective, we would, of course, consider the materials and the skill that's necessary to put all of that together. But from a spiritual perspective, much more is involved. And the verse that we just read, let's observe how indeed Noah built the ark. He built it, first of all, with listening ears. The verse says Noah was warned of God. And the necessary implication is that he listened to that warning. To really hear doesn't make reference just simply to how well that we hear audibly, but how well we understand spiritually. Jesus, after teaching the parable of the sower, in Luke 8 and verse 8 said, "He that hath ears to hear, let him hear." And later he warned in verse 18, "Take heed, therefore, how you hear." You see, hearing God requires an honest and a good heart. And that's mentioned there in Luke 8 in verse 15. A heart that's not hardened by sin. A heart that is not captivated by the world. Noah was able to build the ark because he listened the same way that Samuel did, as recorded in 1 Samuel 3 and verse 9, when Samuel said, "Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth." Another way that Noah built the ark was with active feet. You know, while we may be prone to quickly read past the scriptural point that says Noah moved, let us remember that God called him to perform a task which he could not have accomplished if he had spent all of his time just simply looking at the blueprint. God calls us to action as well. Jesus said in Mark 16:16, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." See, friends, our best intentions in hearing the Lord will be of no profit. It'll be of no avail if we don't put it into action. It's in Matthew 7, verses 21 through 23, that Jesus said, "Not everyone that saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness." Back to Luke 8, where Jesus gave the parable of the sower, he said in verse 21, when he answered and said to them, My mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it. And this is what James tells us in James chapter 2. Let's read there, beginning with verse 21. Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he offered Isaac his son on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works faith was made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. You see, then, that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. Another way by which Noah built the ark was with a reverent spirit. Noah's attitude behind his actions was godly fear or reverence. Sometimes that's lacking with many, but yet it's absolutely important to have in order to please God. In 2 Corinthians 7 and verse 1, therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. And then it's in Hebrews 12 that verse 28 and 29 says, therefore, since we are receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us have grace by which we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. Many hear only what they want to hear and do what their carnal appetites tell them. We so often hear John 3:16 quoted, but there's a whole lot more in the context of that verse that many people fail to even know that is there. Drop it on down to verse 19. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. So we see that Noah's godly fear knew that God's greatness could bring about that very thing that God is warning Noah about, things not seen as yet, as well as he had the humility to acknowledge his own littleness, his own dependence upon God. The psalmist said in Psalms 100, verse 3, know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. Another thing that helped in Noah building the ark was he did it with working hands. While seeing Noah's activity, it was not without the direction of God. Noah prepared an ark. And it's in Genesis 6. Notice what we read beginning with verse 14. God speaking to Noah, make yourself an ark of gopher wood. Make rooms in the ark, and cover it inside and outside with pitch. And this is how you will make it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, its width 50 cubits, its height 30 cubits. You shall make a window for the ark, and you shall finish it to a cubit from above, and set the door of the ark in its side. You will make it with lower, second, and third decks. So see, God revealed in minute detail the divine pattern that Noah was to obey. He specified the material to be used, the dimensions for the length, the width, the height, instructions regarding the window, the door, and how many stories that there were to be in the ark. So, and yet a summary of all of Noah's work we find in Genesis 6 and verse 22. Thus did Noah according to all that God commanded him, so did he. You know, many in the realm of religion today, they busy themselves diligently at great sacrifice of time and energy and money in activities that God does not authorize in his word, that which does not fit God's pattern in his word. Friends, don't we realize that all such labor is vain? And it will be condemned in the judgment as lawlessness, just like we read a moment ago in Matthew 7, verses 21 through 23. But however, God does command his people to be faithful to do good works. That we see in Ephesians 2 and verse 10. Good works which God has purposed and God has revealed for our good. But also, Noah built the ark with a great, brave heart. By Noah's life of faith, the verse that we read to begin our study says he condemned the world. He was not afraid to be different from the world that was around him. In Genesis 6 and verse 9, it describes Noah as Noah was a righteous man and perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God. And neither was Noah ashamed to speak the will of God to an ungodly world, being described by the Apostle Peter in 2 Peter 2 and verse 5 as a preacher of righteousness. To God's people now, with that same faith as Noah, we must stand strong, we must be courageous against the wickedness in our time, instead of compromising with it. Another way that Noah built the ark was with concern for others. That verse that we read, Hebrews 11 and verse 7, says, Noah saved his house. You know, while some might judge Noah's influence on others as small, let it be observed that he was able to accomplish by the saving of his family what many Christians today fail to do. Yes, no man is an island, and this is especially true for God's people. We must endeavor to have a positive influence on others by letting our light shine in a world that's darkened by sin. That's what Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5, verse 16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And we need to help those that are burdened by the guilt of their sins. Help them to obey Jesus Christ. It's like what James said in James 5, verse 19. Brethren, if any among you wanders from the truth, and someone turns him back, let him know that he that turns a sinner from the error of his way will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sin. May we show that wisdom, and especially toward our families. So again, how did Noah build the ark? Yes, as Hebrews 11 and verse 7 says, by faith. But let us notice in what we see in the example of Noah, that it was a faith that comes by hearing God's word. Romans 10:17 tells us that. It's true for us as well as it was true for Noah. Noah, by faith, did what he did because he had a faith which moved, a faith shown in a reverent spirit, a faith that obeyed God by doing good works, and a faith which inspired courage as well as concern for lost souls. The question that you and I need to ask ourselves, do we have such faith? Such faith as the faith of Noah. We see your time is gone. We appreciate so much you listening. We hope that you'll tune in tomorrow, and it's till then that we bid you a pleasant good day. And now we return you to our announcer.
Thank you for listening to What the Bible Says, a daily broadcast from the East Albertville Church of Christ, which meets at 4777 U.S. Highway 431 in Albertville, Alabama. This broadcast airs locally on WBSA 1300 AM and Gospel 93.5 FM. Broadcast times are Monday through Saturday at 11:15 a.m. and Sunday at 8:30 a.m. We invite you to worship with us anytime. We meet on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. for a Bible study, which is followed by a worship service at 10:30. We meet again for another worship service at 5 o'clock p.m. On Wednesdays, we meet for a Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m., which is followed by a short worship service. Please visit our website at eastabbotville.org, where you will be able to listen to all of our services live. You will also have access to our vast audio library of sermons, debates, and every episode of this program. You will also find many articles on various Bible topics. There is a link to submit any Bible question you may have, and while you are there, please subscribe to our bi-monthly email bulletin. Join us again tomorrow for What the Bible Says.